Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
How do you do? It's 34 after the hour now, and today's Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Yes, the Good Day Program with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. You know, Kara has, she's a trooper. She's working, can't really speak well, so we'll hold her in abeyance. Plenty of things to talk about that include Victoria's point of view and my point of view. This Cincinnati Zoo situation, I did not purposely talk about this yesterday because I didn't think it was so sad, and there wasn't enough meat to the story because we didn't have all the details. Just knew that a youngster sort of quote unquote fell into this cage where the gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo was, and under the circumstances, the gorilla got a hold of this boy. Apparently dragged it into the water, but there were some who say he was protecting the boy from the other gorillas. There was a lot of going back and forth a little bit, but the zoo people decided to shoot the gorilla instead of take a chance that he might hurt this boy. And so they killed him. The people in the zoo killed him. And under the circumstances, I guess there are a lot of people looking at this thing. A lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on here. Was it the right call? Was it the wrong call? You look at the video of the gorilla jerking the boy through the water, and there might have been something that happened, and others who said, well, he was protected. You know, I don't know. I wasn't there. I look a little of the video, and but I didn't even have to do that. When I saw this yesterday, I was so disgusted because my initial conclusion was the same one that I have now. Where the hell is the mother? She's got more kids than she can control. So why? Okay, so what are you doing at the zoo? If you can't control your children, then what the end result is that you got to shoot a gorilla? So
a lot of people are blaming the mother on this one. A lot of people are with you.
The blame, I don't like playing the blame game because I don't fix the problem. But in this circumstance, the zoo should have better barriers between the humans and the gorillas. What if if that four-year-old boy can get through there, there's another four-year-old boy, if he isn't watched by his parents, can do the same thing. So there are two responsible parties here. Neither of them are the gorillas. The gorilla was being a gorilla. The gorilla was brought there a couple of years ago from another, I think it was the San Diego Zoo or one of the other zoos around, because there are other gorillas there, and they wanted this gorilla to mate with the other gorillas and get more gorillas, yada, yada. There are no charges being considered. The spokeswoman for the family said they had no plans to comment. Why is there a spokesperson for the family? I mean, what the hell?
Everybody's got a spokesperson.
Right. So there is a lot of outrage about this, and I'm going to I want to listen to some. We have a continuous Twitter feed. You can always go at Good Day Show and give us your comments. So what are you getting back from some of our listeners on this?
Well, on our Facebook page, the big question is, why was the gorilla shot and killed and not shot with a tranquilizer? That seems to be the number one question everyone
wants to
know. The
answer, by the way, that they're giving to that is that it takes 4 or 5 minutes for the tranquilizer to take effect, and they didn't think they had 4 or 5 minutes. The boy was in danger, and they needed to take immediate action. That's what they're telling those who ask that question. Okay, what else?
Right. So Gayla says, I've not done zoos or circuses, any form of animals performing, being held captive since the early 80s. It took me a while to wise up. Again, Judy says the same thing. Why couldn't they have done something else besides killing the gorilla? There are lots of comments back and forth about the parenting. Where were the parents? Where's the mother? How come, you know, the little boy was heard by other witnesses saying he was going to climb in. He wanted to see the gorilla. He was going to climb in. And the mother said, no, don't do that. But then it's a four-year-old. So a four-year-old's going to do what he wants to do anyway. Yeah. So she had, like you said, she had numerous children with her. I don't know if they were hers or if she was babysitting. But a lot of the blame is going on the mother here.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then Margaret says, Margaret says, shame on the news media for editing out the gorilla's violent behavior. The boy was in danger and zoo officials did the right thing. People watch too much Disney.
I don't know.
I don't either. There was a vigil held last night at the zoo in tribute to the gorilla. And the family of the boy says he's fine. He wasn't traumatized by this. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff back and forth. I think you got the basic component of what happened. You make up your own mind. But for me, this was bad parenting. And it was also, in terms of the zoo, they ought to have done a better job of fixing it. So it would be like having you go where the lions and the tigers are. You can't, there's in any zoo, you can't stick your hand in. These animals are protected by a large, usually plastic barrier, so you can see them walking around, but you can't get access to them. And so, yeah, a four-year-old boy is likely to do or follow his inquisitiveness if he's not been trained to monitor. I would like to think that at 4 years of age, when my mother told me to do something, I would do it no matter what. I don't remember back that much to when I was 4 years old, at least specific things. But in this circumstance, the zoo ought to have been more thoughtful, and the mother should have been taken better care of. It's a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas.
Yeah.
Nothing changes the fact the gorilla is dead, and this boy at four had a pretty traumatic circumstance. Well, maybe he didn't think. Maybe he thought it was, excuse me, fun. May have been, who knows? A lot of emotion here, a lot of second guessing, you know. It's amazing how this, when it goes viral, things like this, when they go viral in social media, how there are, look at the comments from all around the world.
Oh, people, it's incredible. This is a massive
really
story.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Over in the UK, the press was pointing out they did stills of the gorilla where his hand is around the boy's back, like holding the boy up. I mean, it is very, very sad, and especially when you start looking into little details like that, it does appear like the gorilla was protecting him.
Yep.
It's
all
sad.
Right. Well, there's food, a lot of food for thought there. Excuse me, 41 after the hour. Last night was a good night for me. Better night. I slept in a different bed, and I brought my pillow into the bed and therefore felt like I was being supported. You know how that works? You've heard me tell the story about the my pillow. The kind of sleeper you are is determinant as to what? Is that a word, determinant? Yeah, is determined. No, kind
Sounds
of sleeper
good.
You are is, yeah, it is a determining factor into how you use your my pillow. But it's pretty, I mean, this is simple bottom line stuff. I don't think we have to draw people pictures, although if I do a good job using my mind, you can imagine what it would be like to have a really good pillow and you sleep maybe on your back or your side, how you can use the pillow to support you, or maybe you need a couple of pillows. One of the things about this deal that we've been talking about here for the past couple of months is that the My Pillow is available at a regular price when you call 800-874-8985, and it doesn't take away from the fact you get a great night's sleep. But here's the deal. When you use the code DS, either you can go online to mypillow.com or 800-874-8985, and you can order one of these pillows, and then with the code DS, you get another one free. Kind of a cool deal, right? Two pillows for the price of one. Superb sleeping, superb built. The American product that we're talking about here, yes, made in America, 60-day satisfaction guarantee, 10-year warranty, wash it, dry it, make it your own. 800-874-8985. This offer will not last forever, so get yourself working on it. As a matter of fact, while you're thinking about it right now, why don't you call this number, 800-874-8985, promo code DS, two My Pillows for the price of one.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This second baseman may best be remembered for spitting in an umpire's face. He's a 12-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner, and 2-time world champion.
And a drive hit to right field. Sierra going back, looking up, and this game is tied. Roberto Alomar.
So where is Roberto Alomar now? Robbie became the first player in the history of the Toronto Blue Jays to have their number retired when they retired his number 12 back in 2011. That same year, Robbie got inducted into the Hall of Fame after falling just 8 votes short the year before. Robbie tied the knot in Ontario, fittingly enough, on the date 12-12-12.
In the air, left center field, Alomar bidding for his third home run of the ballgame, and he has it.
Roberto Alomar, one of the best second basemen to ever play the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Straight from the 48 Hours playbook, Crow and Gosling aren't Nolte and Murphy, but the nice guys are still good. I mean,
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar. Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R. Think green.
Harrison with you. More corroborating information on the dangers of eating processed meat. Natural News is reporting that American men eat much more processed meat than women, and it's provably linked to colon and bowel cancer. This according to the World Cancer Research Fund. Seems men eat roughly double the amount of processed meat as women and suffer higher rates of colon cancer. Processed meat is commonly defined as bacon and ham, sausage, whether breakfast or hot dog sausage, salami, luncheon meats, the general Oscar Mayer palate. And just two slices of bacon a day increase a person's risk of bowel cancer by a whole 20%, meaning limiting bacon to a maximum of twice a week if possible. A cancer poll of 2,000 adults found that only 41% of women and 36% of men even knew that they had these risks. Food for thought from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to get your kids to respect you? Not as tough as it sounds. And all it takes is the science behind a really good quote. Solon the Great, who was Archon Mayor of the city of Athens, advised parents as follows. Reprove your child privately and commend your child publicly. Reprimanding, scolding, chiding, admonishing, correcting, yelling at. Do not recommend that one. And disciplining should be a private experience between parent and child. Censoring a child in public is extremely humiliating to the child, and the child loses respect for your parenting abilities. What's the cheap psychological trick? To gain the respect of your child, respect your child publicly, keep discipline private, and you know what? They'll respect you in public and in private. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Fresh Food Finder locates farmers markets near your current location. But what good is it without days of the week and hours of operation? Come on, Fresh Food Finder. Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging.
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping. Rated R.
46 half the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let me kiss the world good morning and send a hello to Victoria Keelan, my friend Kara Schillen, whose voice is somewhere south of Georgia. So we have no real comments from her. I want her to save her voice. Save herself from our exposure. Hello to the folks listening in the San Diego region of Southern California, Mount Vernon. Hello in the Omaha El Patron area. We say hello to the Patronos. You know the Patronos in El Patron land? You must know them. Victoria doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No.
Oxnard, California. Like, hello. Oh.
Okay. I thought you meant like the tequila Patron?
Oh, that's the tequila Patrol. Yeah, that different.
Patron, the brand of tequila.
Oh, I didn't know there was a, really. Oh, see,
probably
you got
the
me
most
on there.
Popular, yeah, non-cheap. It's like middle of the road price.
Really? See, I don't imbibe, so I don't know that stuff. I'm out to lunch when it comes to all that sort of thing.
Out to lunch with no glass of wine.
Yeah, right. No wine for me. I am a working man. I can't have the, they used to have the two martini lunches for the executives who go to lunch.
I've never had that, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, right.
That's
at
very
1 o'clock,
men,
they
right?
go to lunch, and then they can't do anything for the rest of the day. That was the old days. That's the way it was in the advertising business. When I was a young pup getting started with this program, or a younger pup anyway, the people that I would deal with, because there's a whole different era than we have now, actually was a fun competitive era versus some of the nonsense we have to work with today. Victoria and I have the story of the Verizon New Deal. Here is, it's funny how you have, interesting how in this circumstance I have such a story that's so connected to the picket line, in a sense. So if you've heard, if you have Verizon service, or what they pass off as service, they really are a horrible company. This is the best example I can come up with, my own experience with them. Most of you know I moved a couple of months ago, and so the Verizon service that I'd complained about a lot before got worse. They lost the order. I mean, all kinds of, they must flag people who complain. So it took them When they got here, they showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning. They didn't have their service order until 3:30 in the afternoon. And one guy was here until 8:30 at night doing the install. But I haven't had good service. Nothing really works right. There are a lot of dropouts and that sort of thing. So
this is all your internet service, right? This
is internet service, phone, cable, everything. Yeah, all of it's wrapped into one.
All of it, okay.
Yeah. So Bob was installing. We went to buy some new TVs, and we were installing them, and they didn't work. And he said, well, this doesn't make any sense. So he looks into it, or calls Verizon, and they put a test on the line, and oh, sure enough, it's not working properly. We'll send out a technician. Well, that was on Thursday. Technician was supposed to come on Friday, didn't. Supposed to come on Saturday, didn't. Supposed to come on Sunday, didn't. Showed up yesterday. A couple of Koreans showed up who are office workers, and they figured out that the Verizon installer did a very bad job. No ground connect. I mean, there are all kinds of wiring problems, and they fixed them and did a good job. And then we were talking about some of the things that they normally do and how they were trained to do this sort of thing. And it just, it flies in the face of all of the stuff that I'm hearing about the picket lines at Verizon. They were demanding dignity. For God's sakes, they're making $130,000 a year. They were offered a 6.5% wage hike, according to the company. They ended up settling on a 3% raise. But when they come back to work tomorrow, they're all going to get checks for $1,250 a piece. Because that's part of, and so that'll make up what they lost while they were on, at least some of it, what they lost. I think that's, if you did the math, that'd come out to be almost an average week's pay.
Their union fund also was paying them, right?
Oh, yeah,
throughout
absolutely.
The strike,
yeah.
And then unemployment kicks in, too.
Yeah, they got $400 a week from the union. They did fine. And they're getting 11% raise over the next 4 years. They're going to get profit-sharing payments. Verizon committed to hire 1,400 new employees here on the East Coast, but they're selling off on the West Coast. They've sold off to Frontier because this kind of they don't know how to do. They're horrible. Their management is just awful. And you can tell that by talking to these people. The Fios thing is the big deal. They don't want to support copper anymore. This was the biggest strike in, 5 or 6 years, the big strike against Verizon in 2011, same kind of thing. So
this affected a lot of customers. I mean, you're one of them, but I mean, this affected so many people.
They have an $8,000 tuition assistance program as part of this deal. I mean, these people are not badly compensated at all. 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.